In this bulletin, renewed calls for volunteer firefighters to be paid. Five people sentenced to death for the killing of Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi. And in cricket, James Paterson looks likely to play for Australia in the Boxing Day Test. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales Firefighters Association is calling on the federal government to provide financial compensation for volunteers working to control out-of-control blazes across the state. President of the association, Mick Holton, says governments at both state and federal level have failed to recognise the costs connected to fighting fires, including petrol used by volunteers to get to the fire front. Mr. Holton also told the Sydney Morning Herald many of the volunteers have given up paid work in order to protect communities that are now financially struggling. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is defending his climate policy amid Australia's unprecedented fire season. The PM has been criticised for not adapting his climate approach in the wake of the emergency, with rising temperatures and drought conditions being blamed for the intensity of fires. Critics have also raised concerns the government is split on climate change action, with Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack admitting more needs to be done. Mr. Morrison, however, believes the party's current policy is adequate.
What you run government on and the decisions you take are based on those important facts, and the facts when it comes to addressing climate change and the facts on what it comes to, you know, ensuring we have a strong economy which provides people with the livelihoods that they depend on, they remain the same. And so we will remain very focused on those policies and implementing them in the way we promised to at the last election, which was only 6 months ago.
And about 175 firefighters in South Australia are working to contain the Adelaide Hills bushfire as efforts continue to eliminate the danger of flare-ups within its 127-kilometre perimeter. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, firefighters continue to battle over 90 fires burning across the state, over half of which are uncontained. Cooler conditions have brought some relief. Moving overseas, and a court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced five people to death for the killing of Washington Post columnist and royal family critic Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last year. Saudi Arabia's state-run TV channel reported three others were sentenced to prison and all can appeal the verdicts. The Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has drawn criticism for the killing because several Saudi agents involved worked directly for him. The kingdom denies Prince Mohammed had any involvement or knowledge of the operation. In response to the verdict, United Nations spokesperson Stefan Jurak says the independent review of the investigation is essential.
The Secretary General continues to stress the need for an independent and impartial investigation into the murder to ensure full examination of and accountability for human rights violations committed in the case. The Secretary General also reiterates the UN's commitment to ensuring freedom of expression and protection of journalists, as well as our longstanding opposition to the death penalty.
In cricket, fast bowler James Paterson is looking forward to playing with Mitchell Starc and Pat Cummins in the Boxing Day Test against New Zealand. Paterson hasn't played this season because he was suspended on an on-field slur. Coach Justin Langer says Paterson is likely to be called up to replace injured player Josh Hazlewood. Paterson says getting the chance to play alongside Starc and Cummins excites him.
My whole career, I've played a lot of cricket with Paddy and Mitch, and against them in underage stuff. So to get a chance to, hopefully get a chance to play with them for Australia is pretty exciting. It's not many times you play a lot of your underage cricket with people growing up, and especially being really close and getting an opportunity to play with them, it's very exciting.
A look at the weather for today in Perth, 33 and sunny, 34 in Adelaide, sunny as well. Mostly sunny in Melbourne, 27, much the same for Hobart, 22. Smoke haze, 29 for Canberra. In Wollongong, a shower or 224, much the same for Sydney, 26. Possible shower for Newcastle as well, 27. A few showers with a possible storm in Brisbane, 31. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 33. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.